Beloved in the Lord, I envy your church because you have a good player and piano player and a good singer. How I wish I had them in China. My heart's desire is to form a Kiddish orchestra and a choir in China in such a way that I could use it to be able to catch the attention of the people before I preach. Beloved in the Lord, here is David and Goliath. Okay? This is a very popular message, but God has given me this unique kind of message about David and Goliath. He gave me this in 1977, personally. Little did I know about this, but when he gave it, it's a unique message of this humble servant, true Christ. Beloved in the Lord, let's stand up and open your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. First Samuel chapter 17. Are you there? All right. We'll read verses 1 to 12, okay? 1 to 13. I will read it responsibly. I'll read you first and then follow. All right? Now the Philistines gathered together the armies to battle and were gathered together at Socho, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Socho and Azekah and Ephesdamim. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them.
And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath,
and he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass.
And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders.
And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we'll be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us.
And the Philistine said, I defy the arms of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Altogether 13, and the three eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul. And the names of his three sons that went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, and the next unto Abinadab, and the third Shammah. Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, now is the time that I didn't use so much. Give me the power to preach your word. Let me convey your message to them. Bless your message to them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's be seated. All right. As you'll note, and you could see in front of you, Goliath and David. Beloved in the Lord, this is an epic battle during those days. On my left side are the armies of the Philistines. They're on that mountain. This is the valley. And on this side are the armies of the Israelite people under David. Beloved in the Lord, as you'll note, this message, by the way, was us, and I preached this in Hot Spring, Arkansas, one of the missions conference there. Little did I know that the college was called Champion College. So, but my message, my title of my message is Champion of Champions. The Champion of Champions. He's the champion, right? Goliath. But we have here the Champion of the Champions. Beloved in the Lord, David here was anointed by the Lord. Remember, when he was young, he was anointed to be the next king of Israel. As I've said a while ago, anointing of a person is something not to be taken lightly. Because David was anointed, and you could just imagine, the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't select a human like Goliath. He only chose David for his great task to show to this world that the Lord Jesus Christ is great and mighty. Showing to this world that the Lord Jesus Christ is strong. Beloved in the Lord, how would you imagine a young lad to be able to conquer Goliath? And yet here it is. Everybody had that weight, right? You know that weight? Okay, this is the spearhead. The weight of this alone is 20 pounds, according to the word of God, 20 pounds. And this spear is about 20 feet. It's called the weaver's beam. In short, it's the center post of a circus. So if it's a center post, that one, I'll be, you know, a 20 feet. And the diameter, by the way, the ratio and proportion, at least it should have a 2.5 to 3 inches in diameter. And you could just imagine, only the spear, a mere person like us, it's heavy for us, right? But Goliath is the champion, not only the champion of the Philistines, my friend. He's the champion of the world. During this time, Goliath could heave the spear at a distance. The Olympic, by the way, is being done in Rio de Janeiro. The Olympic record of the javelin is 269 feet. You could just imagine with that one heave, you are dead meat on him. And not only that, he could kill hundreds and thousands of people just swinging one swing that way. Because look, the spear alone weighs 20 pounds. That's heavy. And the length of the spear is about 20 feet. And the diameter is 2.5 and 3 inches in diameter. You could just imagine when he swings, everybody here, everybody's dead meat. That's how powerful Goliath is. But here is, God is showing to this world that there is a God mightier than Goliath. Beloved in the Lord, as you'll note, David showed them. Okay. God asked David to get 5 stones, smooth stones. Right? He pocketed it in his small pocket, you know, leather bag. Beloved in the Lord, here's a stone that is like pointed. Here's the truth on this message. When David, because here it is, Goliath defied the armies of the Israel. Beloved in the Lord, you don't defy the armies of Israel because they are God's children. And if you defy against Israel, you're defying God. No one country or no one person could do that. But when he defied the Israelite armies, he was defying God. But here it is. God used a small lad. That you could just imagine. Using David, while he was a shepherd, he's like Jackie Chan, you know, the Kung Fu master. Because these lions and this bear got his sheep, so he got mad. So, he just grabbed him, he ate him. Who did that? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Using David to kill that lion and bear. Now, here's the battle. When David, I like the character of David. He's courageous. He's tough. He's got the guts, right? What we call in American, guts. You can challenge him, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when they met right there, I like the courage of David. He ran. He did not let Goliath to come. He ran, he charged. Now, go, aim. All right, but don't shoot. All right, here it is. Beloved in the Lord, to show to this world that there is a God that can do to conquer gravity. A smooth stone, when you hit, like, you know, the banana tree, it won't sink in. It won't sink in. If you use this kind, you know, pointed, it might sink. It will, because it's pointed, right? But a smooth stone, you can do it a million times. It will bounce back. All right, that's what God did, told me. It will bounce back, it will never sink in. But the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the solid rock, hit Goliath right there. And beloved in the Lord, according to his word, it sunk in. It sunk in. How is that? It is only the God of this universe that can do it. Right? Now, on top of that, in his word, God is showing again to this world that he is really God and mighty one. Instead of him, when he was hit right here, of course, he was shocked, right? And he's tall. He's 10 feet. 10 feet tall. Beloved in the Lord, with his weight, with his height, what is the tendency of a person when he's hit right here? He goes back. He fell down backwards, right? But beloved in the Lord, in his word, he fell flat face, showing to this world that he is going to bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message here in this precious David and Goliath. There are many things that I would like to say, but that is a pinch of the message tonight. I would like to cut it short and leave it to Pastor.